Hey, welcome to Mouse Chat. I am here today with Chris and Bob. How you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, my day was pretty awesome, so.
I read your Facebook update.
Yes. Yeah. So I just saved 15% by switching my car insurance.
Sweet.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's incredible. And it's not definite yet, but I may already be a winner of the Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Oh.
That is awesome.
I'm very hopeful.
Well, yeah, and the lotto, I think the Georgia lotto, it's probably the one that's everywhere, is like 343 million or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
If I won that, do you know what I would do, Bob? I'd quit my job.
You would mouse chat full time.
I would quit my job. I quit mouse chat. You would never hear from me again. You know that island that you were talking about, you know, Chris?
Yes.
You know, buying? I would buy one.
You know what? I would still do mouse chat, but I'd be really obnoxious. And then finally Steve would be like, I'm sorry, you're fired.
Nah, it could happen.
Yeah, 343 million. Well, I don't know. I'll settle for the 5,000 a week for life. But anyway, I am awesome. Yes, I'm awesome and I'm happy to be here. So what do you got for us, Steve?
So tonight it's just the two of us.
The two of us. Am I here?
Yeah, the two of you or it's the three of us and
yes.
Lauren and Lisa are still out. Depending on when this show airs, they're at Universal and we're doing a few shows at once. But today is quick service, table service, and signature. What our favorites are for all three of those.
It's hard because it varies by, I think it varies by location, park and stuff. But I do find myself very frequently, and this is kind of surprising, at Sunset Ranch at Hollywood Studios, which depending on if you were walking towards like Fantasmic and Tower of Terror, it's on the left-hand side, right before you get there. And they make an excellent Angus cheeseburger with onion straws. And it is surprisingly good, and it's huge. I mean, it's easily big enough for two people to split. And it's... I don't know. It's just delicious. It's a really good burger. And in a park that has very few good quick service choices.
Yes.
I think that's a good one.
And so is it over there by the ice cream kind of near the end, kind of back
behind
all that?
Right before that. Yes, okay. Exactly. Where all those tables are set up and you've got all those different quick service choices, the turkey leg cart, and I think there's like a place that sells like chicken nuggets or something. Yeah, Sunset Ranch, right there, right before you get to the ice cream at the end of the road.
And okay. It's easy to miss because it's kind of in the back there.
That's nice. So, all right, X gets the square.
Right, and maybe it's not called Sunset Ranch. Maybe it is called
Rosie's.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I only know that because I'm obsessed with that place. Because you took me there, and I had never gone there before. And I'd always complained about how bad the burgers were at Disney World. And then I had that one. I was like, oh, y'all are right.
Yeah, Sunset Ranch sounds
My bad. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like a daycare out of in Toy Story or something.
Rosie's.
I don't know. I don't know where it's. Sunset Ranch sounds like a retirement community.
It really does.
A mobile home park for people 50 and older. Oh, come to Sunset Ranch. Go see my grandkids and
they're
play
like
golf.
Gumming the burger to death. Oh, yummy.
So there you go. That's my favorite quick service.
Yes. So go to Rosie's. Chris, what's your favorite quick service?
My favorite quick service is Be Our Guest. I don't know that I like it for dinner, but I think for lunch it's a really good place to eat. And I think especially if you're on the dining plan, it's a good deal. If you're not on the dining plan, you're not going to get out of there for less than $20. But if you're on the dining plan, you know, all credits are equal. So definitely check it out. I love the turkey sandwich. The soups are really good there. And of course the cupcakes.
That's true. I didn't even think about it. Yeah. But for quick service for dining plan, that's like your best value because you get really good. You get some healthy choices. Like at my tuna.
Yes.
Get the tuna on a salad there and it's pretty good.
And your water.
Yeah. And you can get a water. Well, if you're on the dining plan, you get the soda. Live it up.
Yeah. It's really good. And I think, the food is like just a higher caliber than you would get, you know, 75 feet away at Pinocchio's, which of course we all hate.
Yes.
Even though they did just open up a little seating area outside, which is pretty cute.
I saw the outside seating area, and I saw in your photo there's like still a green wall behind it. Is there like more to come?
There's something special coming. I don't know what it is though.
Mm. All right.
But they have like a big planter there right now, but I almost think it's going to be a fountain at some point. Because it's pretty high up. It's about, I don't know, about 3 feet high. And there's like seating around it. So we'll see what they do there. It's cute. But the food is still bad. So go to Be Our Guest. Fast pass it. Be Our Guest is the only place on property that is a quick service location you can fast pass.
Oh, that's right. So how do you do that? You have to do it at online or at check-in or both?
Right now, I think it's still just being tested, but at some point you're going to be able to do it online with the rest of your fast passes. Cool. And that is actually a great idea. I know people don't like to plan out their fast passes necessarily 60 days out, but I would definitely plan out eating at Be Our Guest 60 days out.
Okay. And my quick service, which everybody reminded me of because I forgot, was Flame Tree Barbecue over at Animal Kingdom at Animal Kingdom Park. It's really, really good. And you get to, if it's a nice day, you get to sit outside right there on the lake. Lots of really nice outdoor seating. Really good ribs. Really, really good ribs if you like barbecue. Decent price. Wasn't crowded. It was 5 stars. 5 thumbs up.
I need to go there.
You know, I've got note cards and I'm like David Letterman. After I'm done reading one, I just throw it across the room. But nobody,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But nobody can see me.
Yeah, but nobody's there to pick it up either.
I know.
Wait until Lisa gets home.
I know. I got like 5 days. And she's gonna be like, "What the hell? Where are these note cards all over the floor?"
Do you have the sound effect, Steve, like he does? Where
I have
you
to
throw
do
the
zing.
Shatters?
Yeah, and the window shatters. That's what I need.
Yeah, that's you need the sound effect. You need Paul Schaefer there to
that would be
to
it.
Play you off, and nobody's watching David Letterman these days either.
I know.
So.
I watch him as soon as the Daily Show goes off. I switch it over to David Letterman.
Okay.
All right, so we're moving on to table service. Here we'll switch it up, Chris. Table service.
Okay, my favorite table service. Okay, first of all, I have to say, whenever I make dining reservations for clients, they always want to eat at Ohana. And I can see why, because Ohana is, if you haven't been there, it's in the Polynesian, and it's like a meat fest. Like it's meat, and more meat. And it's very good, and there's a ton of food, and it's all family style, and you can eat as much as you want. People love that place, and I like it too. So it would be close to my favorite one credit. However, if you know me, you know it's Via Napoli. I love their pizza.
Oh, that's good.
I love everything about that place.
Via Napoli is good value.
Yes.
Lots of good options. We always got in very easily. Wait staff was always really good.
Yes.
Lots of options. Definitely a good one. Bob, what do you think?
I was just thinking about the tiramisu from Via Napoli. I do love that. It's so good. And I love Ohana, too, for the reasons you said. I'll go with sticking with Hollywood Studios, Primetime.
Primetime?
I love the fried chicken at Primetime. And it's a great value there. I mean, most of the meals there are about $20 for dinner. So you don't even have to be on the dining plan. And in fact, if you were, you might want to save your dining credit and just pay cash out of pocket, you know, for this meal. I'm partial to the fried chicken, as I said, but I know that other people like the meatloaf or the pot roast or other dishes that they have. Their desserts there are good. And the atmosphere, I think, is fun, as long as you're okay with that whole gentle teasing that they do of guests. Not so gentle teasing? Okay.
Oh,
it depends on your
know.
Server.
No, I mean, you know what's weird is sometimes you don't get it.
Sometimes you don't get it at all.
Sometimes there's none at all. You're just kind of like, hey, I put my elbows on the table. Come yell at me. And other times it's over the top. Like we had one really bad waiter one time. But I think, yeah, I love that place. I like the little black and white televisions. And, you know, I have like a mid-century thing going on. I love 1950s anything. So
yeah, it's cute.
It's cute.
It's very cute in there. And then, like, the waiting area is like an old, like
It's like your grandma's living room.
it is. And then they've got an old fat, kind of like an old style bar in there too that you can hang out at if you like to hang out at a bar at Hollywood Studios, I guess. But it's kind of a nice looking bar. They got like porcelain Great Danes or something
Yeah, that's awesome,
on the side
Steve.
of the fireplace there.
Well, and I love it that they have that silver Christmas tree every year.
I
That's
was
a
just gonna
great
say.
tree.
Yeah, I think they borrowed it for the Jingle Cruise.
Yeah, really.
Like, we'll bring this back.
Bob, did you ever get over to the Jungle Cru or Jingle Cruise, by the way?
I haven't yet, and honestly, after
Don't
seeing
rush.
the video that Donna took,
Yeah.
I have no desire to get over to the Jingle Cruise.
Definitely skip.
I thought it was awful on video, so I imagine it can't redeem itself in person. So,
No.
I'm not rushing over there, but I do rush to prime time, absolutely. And ADR is highly recommended. Make your reservations because that place is
Yeah.
popular.
Yep. Mine is one of the ones that everyone talks about that I never got to eat at until just recently, and it's Kona Cafe.
Are you kidding?
I liked it. And
What?
I went for breakfast.
Well, maybe for breakfast, but for dinner,
Why, for
Steve?
breakfast, it was worth it.
No, it wasn't.
For one, I got that toast. I got the Tonga
You
toast,
didn't. Oh, come
and I
on.
had the, oh, it was good. I had the bananas inside of it, and I got a cup of Kona coffee, which is like, I don't even know where I could get that on Disney property. Nowhere. I don't even know where I can get that
Nowhere.
in Orlando.
You maybe can get it like I think you can get it at Sanaa, to be honest, for some
Oh, see, I've
reason.
never been to
No, it's
Sanaa.
not maybe not Sanaa. You get it one other place.
I have not been. There's a couple of those at Animal Kingdom that I really need to try still next time.
Yes. You know what? Next time we're all down there, we should go to Sanaa.
The only thing I've had at Animal Kingdom, which is really good as well, but I'm going off topic, is Boma,
Boma's good.
which is a buffet. But yeah, so
Are you
my
sure you don't want to change Kona? Because Kona's pretty lame.
it was good for breakfast. It was a good deal, and it wasn't too expensive. We got in without a reservation, and it's fun to go to the Polynesian. Like, it was tropical and warm when it was cold and miserable everywhere else. So
It was warm out that
it
day.
was nice. It's not, it's horrible in Atlanta. It's cold and
Yeah.
windy and ugh. So yes, so Kona Cafe.
All right.
Favorite
You sure you don't want to
signature?
have an extra
No,
one just so you can redeem yourself?
I'm not gonna do another one.
Okay.
Bob, favorite signature restaurant?
It used to be Citrico's, but the last couple of times have been disappointing. So the most consistent place that we've eaten at that I really enjoy as a signature would have to be Yachtsman Steakhouse at the Yacht Club. Fantastic steaks, almost always cooked to perfection. Even though you do have to order the dishes a la carte, so side dishes are not included, so
Yeah.
that's kind of a bummer. But the mushrooms that you can get as a side dish are fantastic. Service is always good, and I love their bread there, which is fresh. I believe they bake it on site, and they serve it with butter with sea salt and I want to say like pressed garlic that you can do or pressed onion, and it's just really, really good.
Yeah, the bread comes with like this roasted garlic, this garlic cloves that you get to spread on the. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yummy, yummy. It's been a long time since I've been there too.
It's a good one.
It is.
It's a favorite.
And you got to definitely get advanced reservations for almost any of these, especially Yachtsman Steakhouse.
Yes, very, very hard to get in there as well.
Chris, I know it's Kona Cafe, but I'm going to let you tell
What's
everyone
that?
anyways. I know it's going to be Kona Cafe, even though it's not a
It is Kona Cafe.
signature
It's so good that
restaurant.
I try to give them an extra table service credit. I'm
I
like, here,
know.
let's just double this. So
You
awesome.
need to be two credits.
I'm so disappointed by your Kona Cafe choice that it actually threw me off, Steve. I think you really, really, really need to rethink this. But anyway, okay, obviously my favorite signature is probably California Grill.
Yes.
I like the food, I like the view. I like that it's sort of a grown-up restaurant, as I've said before, but you can take kids there. It's not so quiet that you'd feel uncomfortable like you might at Citrico's. So that's my favorite. And I definitely think that we need to go there next time, all of us. So
Okay. California Grill, yeah, and we talked about it on an earlier show. We've been several times. It's always been good.
Yes, except that time we had to wear towels. Oh, no, it was tablecloths. Yeah,
that was before the remodel, but yes.
Yeah, that was so awful.
Yeah, anyways. So California Grill is a good one. I am going to pick Narcoozie's because I don't know why nobody thinks of Narcoozie's.
Narcoozie's is good, but it's not as good as California Grill. And it's always cold in there, Steve.
Narcoozie's, you're right on the water, so you still have the view. You still have the show. You're at the Grand Floridian. It's a little more intimate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially that time we had that table of 17 people.
Yes.
That was very intimate.
And it's got like a, I don't know, circular restaurant, so you can get a good view from almost everywhere. They used to have Yards of Beer. They don't have Yards of Beer anymore. That would bring it up another notch in my book.
You give them three yards table service credits?
I would pay an extra one, just like Chris.
It's funny though, because you never drank. So I really can't see you with a yard of beer.
I drank many yards of beer in my day.
Did you really?
Yes. At that bar in Narcoozie's, but
I have never eaten there.
You haven't? Okay,
no.
You have to go there. Next time I'm down for any length of time, we'll go to Narcoozie's.
Now, I always think of Narcoozie's as like a seafood restaurant, but it's more
than
that.
Everything. Yeah, I mean, every place, every signature is going to have a fillet because, you know, that's the most accessible thing. You know, most people who are picky, you know, they're going to eat that.
Yep.
But then they'll have different types of seafood and they have a pasta dish there. I think my husband got the pasta. It's got like shrimp in it.
Yeah.
Usually.
Take a look at the menu online and see if you like it, and then maybe we can go there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'd like to try it just to say that I've done it. It's one of those places that I've walked by at the Grand Floridian and I've never eaten.
And it's just like
easy to get into. You know what a good honorable mention is? Brown Derby. For
Brown
inside
Derby's
a
very,
theme park, it's very, very good.
Yes. Yeah, actually I was pleased with Brown Derby and it's another place that I need to get back to. I'm glad you brought it up. I think it gets overlooked. I don't know.
Yeah,
does. Yeah, Brown Derby's very
it does.
Good.
Well, people think it's super expensive or, you know, they go, you know, I mean, 2 credits is a lot, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is our favorite quick service, table service, and signature for tonight. And thank you for listening to us on Mouse Chat. You can find us over at mousechat.net, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And we're sponsored by Pixie Vacations, so if you're booking a Disney vacation, just check us out over at pixievacations.com. And you can leave us comments at comments@mousechat.net. You can also go to Facebook. Chris and Bob are always posting something and starting some type of spider ruckus over there on Facebook.
Like that can of SpaghettiOs I put up for you tonight?
Yeah, there's a can of SpaghettiOs up there with a can opener. So if you want to see what that is all about, go to mousechat.net on Facebook and you can subscribe to us there as well. So join us here every week on Mouse Chat.